What's up? Arise and rocket forth. Youth and leaders witnessed an awesome spectacle in the morning sky of Arizona last February. Two high-powered, 9-foot-tall fiberglass rockets launched into the sky with spectacular results. 3 months of design and construction culminated in a friendly competition between the young men and young women of the Pleasant Second Ward in Chandler, Arizona. Guided by Maya maid Mara Egolf and her father, both members of the Arizona High Power Rocketry Association, the youth spent several Saturday mornings learning about rocket construction. The youth each wrote down goals to help them arise and shine forth in the coming year. The young men put their goals in their red and gold Sons of Helaman rocket, and the young women put theirs in their purple and white Integrity rocket. Then both rockets were launched into the heavens. As for the competition, there is some controversy over which rocket won. In a flight faithful to the name she bears, Integrity functioned flawlessly, and according to onboard readings, reached an altitude of 11,619 feet before parachuting gracefully back to Earth. There's a saying in model rocketry, Brother Egolf told the youth. When things go according to plan, it's cool. When things go bad, it's way cool. Sons of Helaman arced at just under 12,000 feet before a malfunction caused the rocket, traveling at nearly the speed of sound, to crash into the desert floor. At the impact crater, the young men were able to salvage only two tail fins and a piece of the nose cone. In a word, hope. In our everyday language, the word hope often has a hint of uncertainty. For example, we may say that we hope for a change in the weather or a visit from a friend. In the language of the gospel, however, the word hope is sure, unwavering, and active. When we have hope, we trust God's promises. We have a quiet assurance that if we do the works of righteousness, we shall receive our reward, even peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 23. We increase in hope as we pray and seek God's forgiveness. In the Book of Mormon, a missionary named Aaron assured a Lamanite king, "If thou wilt repent of all thy sins and will bow down before God and call on his name in faith, believing that ye shall receive, then shalt thou receive the hope which thou desirest." Alma chapter 22, verse 16. We also gain hope as we study the scriptures and follow their teachings. General Young Women Broadcast. On March 24, 2007, join with hundreds of thousands of young women who will come together to be taught by prophets and leaders. You will be part of this gathering of young women assembled in meeting houses across the world. All young women ages 12 to 18 should attend with their mothers and young women leaders. You can prepare by reading your scriptures, praying, and by doing the following. Look through your copy of For the Strength of Youth, and circle each reference to the Spirit or highlight the promises found in the booklet. Or choose one standard, study it, and make and carry out goals for living this standard. Memorize Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45. Review the 13th Article of Faith. Memorize As Zion's Youth in Latter Days, hymn number 256. For those who receive KBYU or BYU-TV, note the following times for the initial broadcast and later rebroadcast. Live broadcast, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Rebroadcast, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. This meeting will also be broadcast on the Internet at www.lds.org/broadcast. Extreme Neighborhood Makeover. Getting up early on a Saturday morning to shingle roofs, paint houses, and mow lawns, after being soaked in a mountain downpour the day before, might deter some people, but not youth from the Alpine Utah Stake. Nearly 400 youth and 100 leaders and adults joined forces on June 10, 2006, to work on a huge fix-up project as part of their Stakes 3-Day Youth Conference. The Stakes Extreme Neighborhood Makeover literally transformed a small neighborhood in Provo, Utah. 5 houses were re-roofed, 15 were painted, and a few new lawns were put in. In all, 25 houses in the neighborhood had at least one type of repair performed. It's a party. This is fabulous. It's amazing. And I can't believe how early they were here, were some of the comments by residents as they watched the youth descend on their neighborhood with scrapers, paint, and ladders. It's just been amazing to watch how hard these kids have worked, said Joseph Nielsen, stake president of the Alpine Utah Stake. To me, you don't have to go too far to find service opportunities, and it's wonderful for them to get out and see their religion in action. End of What's Up.